You're listening to Central Time. I'm Rob Ferret. While more CBD products hit the market in Wisconsin and nationwide, there continue to be a lot of questions about regulation and what exactly is in those products. In 2016, researchers ordered and tested 84 CBD-containing products online and found that only 26 of them were accurately labeled. Nearly half contained more CBD than the label said, and 18 were found to contain THC, the ingredient responsible for the high associated with marijuana. UW Parkside is hoping to be one of the first places in the state with a lab to test products or plants for THC potency. They'll also test for other potentially harmful ingredients, helping both consumers and farmers feel more safe about the products. Emmanuel Otu is the founding dean of the College of Natural and Health Sciences and a chemistry professor at UW Parkside. Emmanuel, welcome to Central Time.
Welcome.
And Lori Allen is an associate professor of chemistry at UW Parkside. Lori, thanks a lot for joining us.
Oh, thank you for having me.
Well, Emmanuel, tell us a little bit about how this idea got started.
I think it got started with the fact that we have acquired new instrumentation in our new integrated science lab. And we were looking for how can this lab become of use to the greater community in southeastern Wisconsin. Coincidentally, the farm bill, you know, was passed, and we started looking for the capabilities of what we can put the equipment to, and we reached out to the Department of Ag, just informally, you know, for us to have a meeting to see whether there will be any place for us to be part of making sure that the products that are out there on the shelf, as you started in your opening remark, is safe. That's the most important thing that we wanted to make sure is that consumers were presented with safe products by making sure that the material that is claimed on it is accurate.
And Emmanuel, these products, these CBD products with this hemp derivative, they are all over the place. There's lots of them and more on the market. Do you have any idea how many test sites there are like this in Wisconsin or even around the country?
Around Wisconsin, I know we have maybe the lab that is used by the Department of Ag, which is in-house or maybe with the hygiene lab for the University of Wisconsin system. So UW Parkside, as you mentioned, is going to be the first university to have this testing facility where farmers can come and test their sample before they are being harvested for processing.
And Lori, are chemistry students at UW Parkside going to be involved? Is this going to be kind of a learning project for them as well?
Absolutely. And in fact, we're hoping to soon have a concentration in chemistry called Natural Products. And so that will, you know, expand beyond just cannabis and hemp, but, you know, embracing the fullness of the natural products industry and totally giving students hands-on experience in a laboratory setting for testing purposes.
That's, Lori, seems like it's going to be exciting for students. Instead of replicating an experiment that might have been done 200 years ago, they're actually doing cutting-edge stuff with this relatively new product on the market.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And some research applications, too. So it's not just following an approved protocol. In some cases, they may be developing protocols.
And Emmanuel, the university held a seminar called Growing Your Canna Business in Wisconsin earlier this month. Was that an opportunity to see if this equipment that you're going to use to test might gain some interest from businesses in the community?
You're correct. That was the whole idea, is to bring the farmers in here, take them into the lab, show them what it is that we can do for them. And we hope that those who came, there was maybe about 200 people, you know, who came on campus and were able to tour the lab, that it gave them some insight into some of the things that we can help.
We're talking to Emmanuel Otu and Lori Allen. They're both at the Department of Chemistry at UW Parkside, and we're talking about a program they're working on that would test CBD products and hemp derivatives for various issues, possible concerns, make sure that they are what they say on the label. So, Lori, break some of that down for us. What kind of things are you looking to test these CBD products for?
Well, you know, I'm going to kind of hit a pause button here and just say that our initial goal and application is going to be for potency testing mm-hmm. for the growers. And then, we hope to be doing things with the Department of Ag But then down the road, we're definitely looking at, you know, a stage two where we're going to be evaluating pesticides and residual solvents and even heavy metals.
And Emmanuel, that first part of the program sounds like, correct me if I'm wrong, you want to make sure it has the amount of CBD it says on a package, say, and that it does not have any THC, which it's not supposed to have. Is that the starting point of what you're going to be looking for?
Absolutely, yes.
And Lori, can you talk about some of the chemistry behind how this works? How does one test for the presence of CBD and the absence of THC?
Oh, my. And without any visuals, you know, it is a process whereby you do a drying of the plant material. You do a extraction. So you're going to pull away the CBDs and the THC and the cannabinoids. And then you do an analysis using this liquid chromatography, which does the separation. And so we'll actually get individual peaks for each component and be able to do quantitation from that.
And Emmanuel, it sounded like there was a great response to that seminar we mentioned earlier. Do you have an idea of how many farmers you're going to be hoping to work with on this project?
Not right away, but we know that a lot of the people who came expressed interest in having a place where they can periodically test their sample. So we hope that we're able to meet all the demand. We'll see what happens.
And Emmanuel, is there a requirement for testing? If I start manufacturing a CBD oil, say, is there a required testing from the state or federal government for me?
The federal government, different states have different standards, as we are beginning to learn. But in Wisconsin, material that is supposed to be there from the hemp should not have more than 0.3%. of THC in them. So this lab will give the farmers the opportunity to monitor their plant, because as the plant grows, the percentage of THC increases in it. So it will allow them to do periodic measurements and know exactly when they will apply to the Department of Agriculture, Transport, Trade, and Corporate Affairs for them to get their certificate of analysis and be able to harvest their crop without losing their investment.
And Lori, we mentioned students being involved in this process earlier on. I understand you're hoping to include a natural science concentration for the chemistry majors at UW-Parkside coming up pretty soon. Can you talk about that?
You know, it's just the whole fact that the business itself, I mean, there is the hemp and cannabis business, and I'm not going to marginalize that at all. But natural products, you know, permeate everything and is becoming more and more important to society as a whole. And so equipping students to be in that workforce is essential.
Emmanuel, what's the timeline here to have this put into practice and actually start testing products for farmers?
The date we have right now to be operational is June 3, 2019. So about 2 months away.
And you already have the equipment, right? And are you able to play around with that and test it out?
Yes.
So have you been...
Yeah, we are developing the protocols right now to do that.
And have you been testing sample products to kind of figure out how everything works and calibrate your measurements?
That's what we are into right, the phase where we are now, is to do the validation of the instrument and the methods.
And Lori, Wisconsin universities, the public universities, have a long tradition of being involved with agriculture. I know, I think the first butterfat measuring technologies happened here, vitamins isolated here. Do you see this as part of that ongoing tradition?
Oh, absolutely.
So what are you hoping, finally, Lori, that students take out of this this project?
So I have a tremendous amount of aspirations for the students, and you know, One part of it is they will come away having a knowledge of suitable controls and test methods so that they can go seamlessly into another certified lab and be a productive member of a team. But I'm also hoping that they have a sense of inquiry and kind of can become the next leaders, the next generation, if you would, to capitalize on natural products.
And Emmanuel, do you, maybe this is looking too far ahead, are you looking at other products once you've done everything you want to do with CBD products? Are you looking at testing other kinds of naturally grown supplements and things like that?
Yes.
So what kind of products might be next on your list?
It depends on what the farmers bring to us at that time. That is probably the a problem that they have. We also have people who are in consumer products that are mixing stuff, trying to make things like body lotion, hair cream. We should be able to help those people in analyzing the composition of the product that they are putting together.
We'll leave it there for now. Emmanuel, thanks a lot for joining us today.
You're welcome.
And Lori, thanks for being with us.
Thank you.
Emmanuel Otu is the founding dean of the College of Natural and Health Sciences and a chemistry professor at UW Parkside. Lori Allen is an associate professor of chemistry at UW Parkside. They both joined us today to talk about the potential for the university to become the first in the state to be a testing facility for hemp and cannabis products. You see them on the store shelves, often labeled with CBD. Coming up, a media critic says new news outlets largely underperformed during the Mueller investigation and that hurt the credibility of many in the media. I'm Rob Ferret. Stick around. There's more to come on Central Time here on the Ideas Network.